Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
But as you saw, Tiki, as I certainly experienced, and anyone who watched this game on TV, there were a ridiculous amount of San Francisco 49er fans.
Oh, yeah. We saw that before the game even started. When I got there at 9:30 in the morning or so, the parking lot was mostly full. And at least half of the people I saw were in red jerseys.
Oh, yeah.
And for a second, I was like, is that the Giant red? Like, nope. That's no. San Francisco red jerseys. The tailgating was even the San Francisco 49ers. And then once we got into the game, and maybe this was because the 49ers fans didn't want to just hang out in the parking lot the whole time, as it started to fill in, we're talking about 20 minutes before the game, all I saw was 49er red.
Dude, it was all red.
It was unbelievable
how much
red was in that game, in that stadium.
I am something of an expert on other teams' fan bases taking over my building. Mm-hmm. I have great experience with this.
Oh,
as a fan of the teams I root for, not just the Nets, I mean the Jets, Mets, the Islanders.
That's
like,
a good point.
And I would tell you, this was bad. There were more Niner fans in the building than Giant fans.
Really?
And I firmly believe. It was close. I'm not going to say it was like 80-20. It wasn't Knicks, Nets, and Newark, but it was, I think it was about 52%, 48% Niner fans.
Wow.
Did you get that feeling, Sean?
I can't call you crazy because I thought at best it was 50-50 anyway the other way. I started off with Giant fans in the lot around 9 a.m. and then as I made my way around and hopping around, something got really odd to me. Like the bus lot, 50 people to pop, piling out of buses in McCaffrey jerseys. And I've been to Eagle and Cowboy games. I've been to Steeler games. And I was like, this just feels different. And the moment you got in the stadium, I have never in my life sat at a Giant game, and I've been to way too many of these losses, and audibly heard defense chants that felt like you had to drown them out. That was unbelievable.
That's like going to L.A. with the Chargers.
That's what it felt like, a Charger home game.
Right, because those Charger home games, I remember Justin Herbert saying, we have to go silent count at home almost every week.
Yeah.
Now it's probably gotten a little bit better because they're good under Harbaugh, and there's hope or whatever, but those first couple of years in L.A. for the Chargers were bad.
No, and this is a spot where the Giants are an established franchise. There have been bad years where the Giants have allowed road fans in their building.
Yeah.
But in a year where there should be some excitement about a rookie quarterback to have it sway where it could have been more than 50-50 of another fan base in your building, I mean, that's as pathetic as it gets and a stamp on this regime, in my opinion.
More on this later, including what Jackson Dart had to say about playing in front of a lot of 49er fans. And like I said, we'll break down Daboll's field goal decision coming up in the next 10 minutes. But let's get to your calls. 888-808-1019 is the toll-free number. Matt's in Westchester. Good afternoon, Matt.
What's up, boy? How we doing?
All's good, Matt.
What's up?
So I got 2 points I want to make. I think the first one is a question for Sean, just because I've seen him talking about it on Twitter, is that he believes the Giants need to go make a trade for Jalen Waddle. And while I think that sounds, you know, great in practice, I think some of the facts here are the Giants heading into next year have the second most expensive defense in the NFL. They don't have a third round pick, and they don't have really any cap space heading into next year. And I think at the end of the day, like, that would be my case to fire Shane to begin with, is you have the second most expensive defense in the NFL, no cap space, and one wide receiver is not all you need to win. So sort of like where that comes from. And then I think the other point I want to make is about Dart is, in my opinion, and I'm curious, Tiki, your opinion on this, the most important year for these rookie QBs is that second.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Here, yeah. Because the teams get tape.
Right.
Teams start to figure guys out. We saw it with Stroud, a little bit with Daniels, and obviously the great ones, you know, continue to build on each year. But how could you possibly want Dable to be the guy to engineer Dart's most important year? And I think just the combination of the two and where the team's at and what they need, it just, it doesn't really make sense to me. So I'm curious,
Matt,
overall at that point.
Look, I think the Dable issue is the larger issue, meaning him as a head coach, the leadership void that I was talking about that is just now festering and it's bubbling to the surface, and you see it every week. It actually gets worse every week, especially as these losses mount and the way that they're losing just becomes discouraging. It takes a strong locker room to withstand that, and one that believes in each other. I don't know if that's the case. If we're talking specifically about Dabes, and by extension here, I'm going to talk about Mike Kafka and their quarterback coach, Shea Tierney. I think that they've actually done a really good job with Jackson Dart. It's almost impossible to look at Jackson Dart's development and say, oh yeah, he's getting screwed. This is not going to work out. I think Jackson is a playmaker. He gets let down every single week by his skill position players, whether it's drops or not making plays. And he, as a result, he ends up putting it all on himself. He ends up trying to be the hero over and over and over and over. And it shouldn't be that way. For a young quarterback, it should be easy, right? Or at least it should be made easy by those around him. The problem is this Giant roster is not good enough. And so it looks like he's not developing. But the reality is, I think they've done a really good job developing Jackson Dart in his rookie season.
And to answer the Waddle question, Tiki also just hit on a lot of the bullet points on why that's the one guy I would still go after and not care that they're 2-7. They don't have good players. I'm tired of Darius Slayton being the number two receiver on this team. Theo Johnson drops a ton of passes. An offense where you hopefully get Neighbors back and Scadaboo back, I think could benefit greatly with Jalen Waddle. Now, am I giving up the Giants' first-round pick that's in the top five? Of course I'm not doing that. And the Dolphins could ask for that all they want. But if the Giants' second-round pick is included, I would. And for all those worried about the lack of draft capital, I got news for you. The Giants found their quarterback, which also means if this team's picking in the top five, you know what the Giants are in prime position to do? Exactly what the Cleveland Browns just did last year to the Jaguars. Be the team that trades out of the top five,
Get
a bunch of draft capital that'll suddenly make up for what you may have given up for Jalen Waddle, and you have a real player, because I'm tired of watching crappy players on this team. Yeah. Go get more good
ones. It's funny, I watched, just because I was so curious to see what, because I didn't get to see it, it was going on while the Giants were, the Cincinnati Bengals game and the Chicago Bears.
That was fun.
Obviously because the Bears are the Giants' next opponent.
Yes.
And so as I'm watching that game, not only am I marveling at the fact that they scored, three touchdowns in the last 2 minutes of that game, and it was just back and forth and back and forth, but I was watching the playmakers on the Bengals, and Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, who, by the way, I wanted a year and a half ago, before he signed his contract, Giants should trade for T. Higgins. Andre Yosevas, who is a teammate with my son down at Princeton. All of those dudes, contested balls, make hands catches. I mean, deliberate. This is my ball. I am taking it out of the air and possessing it. The Giants receivers don't do that, right? And until you, Malik Neighbors does, but we won't see him until next year. Until you get, we use this term too much, but you have to use it, dogs that are looking at a football saying, that's mine. I don't care that you're in the right position. I don't care that you're running the right coverage. That is my ball, and I'm going to get it. The Giants don't have players like that. They don't. Not on offense. They damn sure don't have it on defense. And so you're right. The roster's not good enough. But it's because they have the wrong guys.
Mm.
And
at least for a winner, you can have a team that could, yeah, you know, maybe make the playoffs, be a little bit above 500, probably under 500 a lot of times. But losing players are going to lose games for you because they don't want it enough. And that's not me being mean and talking, oh, you're an old head. You don't know what the hell is going on in today's game. I don't care what's going on in today's game. I care that you ball on Sundays. Right? The opportunities are there. It's not like, oh, I didn't have any opportunities today. Yeah, you did. You had a bunch. You didn't make the plays. Period.
Play that jumps out at me like that when you say when you want it more, mm-hmm. when you're a dog. It's not even the Deontay Banks getting run over. It's the non-Deontay Banks interception.
Right.
That one probably jumps out at me most.
Right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.